you love good music that stirs your soul, you've come to the right place. We call this place Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. This is DJ Rick, bringing you just a little bit of my favorite soul, funk, and R&B music. I'm glad you can join me. This program is about 1970. In 1970, America was in its sixth year of intense warfare. There were nearly 46,000 American lives lost, and many times that many wounded in Vietnam. Over the course of the war, over 1.7 million men were conscripted to fight by the military draft. On April 30th, President Richard Nixon went on national TV to announce that American troops were invading Cambodia. The continuing anti-war movement immediately responded with huge demonstrations across the U.S. Unarmed protesters were shot dead at Kent State University on May 4, 1970. Listen up. War by Edwin Starr, released on June 10, 1970. It shot to number one and then stayed there for 3 weeks. Several years earlier, Starr had been drafted into the military. The song is considered a protest classic and was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. I remember the song vividly, since 1970 was the year I graduated from high school, and I was facing the draft lottery soon. The song was praised by many, including John Lennon, who had released the song Give Peace a Chance in 1969 as part of his Bed In for Peace honeymoon with Yoko Ono. And the song also struck a chord and further motivated anti-war activism. But the song had been released as a track on an album by The Temptations a few months earlier, without much attention, because Motown Records did not want to risk the image of its most popular vocal group and refused to release it as a single. Instead, The Temptations recorded and released this.
People moving out, people moving in. Why? Because of the color of the skin.
Run, 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 but you sure can't hide.
An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Vote for me and I'll set you free.
Rap on, brother, rap on.
Well, the only person talking about love, man, brother, is the preacher.
Teacher.
Segregation, determination, demonstration, integration, aggravation, humiliation, obligation to my nation.
All the children.
Oh, yeah. That's what the world is today.
Hey. The cell appeals are at an all-time high. Your folks walking around with their heads in the sky. Cities aflame in the summertime.
Control the sound of soul. Shooting rockets to the moon. Kids going up to Zoom. Politicians say more taxes will solve everything.
And the band played on.
So round and around and around we go. Where the world's headed, nobody knows.
That's the Beatles' new records of gas.
And the only safe place to live is on an Indian reservation.
And the band played on.
Eve of destruction, tax deductions.
City inspectors, bill collectors.
Hard clothing, the man, population out of hand.
Suicide, too many bills, hippies moving to the hills. People all over the world are shouting in the war.
And the band played.
Ball of Confusion was a classic example of both the musical style of psychedelic soul and the urgency of countercultural messages popular in 1970. The fast-paced up-tempo rhythm, urgent bass line, and overtly political lyrics advanced the need for a major course correction about war and other social problems, including racism, drug abuse, political corruption, segregation, problems in the Mideast, inner cities ablaze, high taxes, suicide, and unemployment. Each refrain is punctuated by bass singer Melvin Franklin's line, and the band played on. There is a cynical and hopeless quality which is emphasized by the lyric, where the world is headed, nobody knows. Despite, or perhaps because of, the direct political nature of the song, it reached number 2 on the R&B charts and number 3 on the pop charts. The sense of cultural upheaval and angst in 1970 was also directly represented by the following.
Last night, I was so depressed, and I went and got the Bible, and I turned to the book of Revelation. And if people would just get and read the Bible and read the book of Revelation, they would really turn around and straighten up. This is all we need to do, is just get the good book and read it.
Sisters, niggas, whiteys, Jews, crackers, don't worry, if there's hell below, we're all gonna go.
Thank you. smoke, the people and the dope, educated fools from uneducated schools, pimping people in the room, polluted water and the pool, and everybody saying don't. There's hell below. We're all gonna go. Lord, what we're gonna do?
That was Don't Worry, If There's Hell Down Below, We're All Gonna Go by Curtis Mayfield. Released in 1970 as a single and as a longer track on his groundbreaking first solo album, Curtis. The Curtis album is considered a classic and a soul equivalent of the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's. The album balances dire warnings of social problems with inspiring anthems of hope. Perhaps rivaled only by Smokey Robinson, Curtis Mayfield was a soul triple threat as a lyricist, composer, and producer. The lyrics of Don't Worry warn of the problems of racism and festering discontent in the inner cities. His guitar playing is filled with groundbreaking riffs that continue to be sampled today, and the music is definitely funky. Speaking of funky, we've got Soul Brother number one, James Brown, ready for two in a row.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. I want to get into it, man, you know. Like a sex machine, man.
Yeah.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
One, two, three, four. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up. Machine.
Get on up.
Wait a minute. Shake your arm. Then use your palm. Stay on the scene. I like a sex machine. You got to have the feeling. Sure as your bone. Get it together. Right on, right on. Get up.
Get on up.
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 give me fever and a cold sweat. The way I like it is the way it is. I've got mine, don't worry about his. Get up,
get on up,
stay on the scene.
Get on up,
like a sex machine.
Get on up,
get up,
get on up,
get up,
get on up.
Bobby, should I take him to the bridge?
Go ahead.
Take him on to the bridge.
Take him to the bridge.
Can I take him to the bridge?
Yeah.
Take him to the bridge.
Oh, yeah.
Hit me now. Come on. Stay on the scene like a sex machine. The way I like it is the way it is. I've got mine.
Dig it.
He's got his. Stay on the scene like a loving machine. Stay on the scene like a loving machine. Stay on the scene. I want to count it off one more time here.
Go ahead.
You want to hit it like it did on the top, fellas? Hit it like it did on the top. Hit it now. Get on up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get on up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a loving machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Taste.
Get on up.
Piano.
Get on up.
Taste.
Get on up.
Piano.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene. Machine.
Get on up.
You got to have the feeling.
Get on up.
Sure as your bone.
Get on up.
Get it together. Right on, right on. Right on, right on.
Myself. I've got soul. super bad. Hey, I said I'm super bad. Reds, come on.
That was James Brown with Get Up, I Feel Like Being a Sex Machine, and then Super Bad, recorded with his band, the JBs, featuring Bootsy Collins on bass and Jabbo Starks on drums. These two songs epitomize the live-in-the-studio style of recording. Often the musicians already would be in the studio jamming when James Brown arrived. He would listen for a moment and then jump in, directing the band and improvising lyrics to whatever they were playing, and then call it a take. In his autobiography, James Brown wrote, "If soul music was all about the heart, then funk was the choreography of those feelings, the manifestation of something real, mixed and measured with a certain black pride." Many people forget that James Brown was instrumental in calming civil unrest and rioting when Dr. King was assassinated in 1968, and most people don't know that he worked for 2 years to get permission to entertain the soldiers in Vietnam. He did 3 shows a day for weeks while there. His shows are greatly appreciated by the troops and help their morale. Let's change the pace a bit with this gem from Sly and the Family Stone.
Everybody is a star. Who will rain and shake the dust away? a son that loves you brown. When the system tries to bring you down,
never had to shine tonight. You don't need darkness to do what you think is right.
You just heard the uplifting Everybody is a Star, written and produced by Sly Stone. The lead vocals are by Sly, his siblings Freddie and Rose Stone, and bassist Larry Graham. It was recorded and released as a single in late 1969, but was certified as a number one hit in 1970. The song Everybody is a Star was not originally released on an album, only as a single, but it appears on Sly and the Family Stone's Greatest Hits album, which is very highly regarded. Stephen Erlewine's review states, "Music is rarely as vivacious, vigorous, and vibrant as this, and, captured on one album, the spirit, sound, and songs are all the more stunning. Greatest hits don't come better than this. In fact, music rarely does." Let's turn to another classic from 1970.
If I were your woman,
if you were my woman,
and you were my man, she tears you down, darling, says you're nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
If I were your woman,
if you were my woman,
If I Were Your Woman was a number one hit for Gladys Knight and the Pips in 1970, but Gladys Knight did not want to record it because of its lyrics of shameless pursuit of another man's wife. She only recorded it because Berry Gordy insisted that she do so. You are listening to Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, on KVSH 101.9 FM LP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org. Let's hear something from another Motown star. That was Signed, Sealed, Delivered, I'm Yours by Steve Land Hardaway Judkins, better known as Stevie Wonder. That was the first song that Stevie produced for himself at the age of 20. But by 1970, he was a seasoned veteran of the music business, having been signed by Motown's Tamla label at the age of 11 as Little Stevie Wonder. He was the first musician to have a number one hit on both the R&B and pop charts at the same time, and he did it when he was 13 years old. His list of award-winning songs and albums and his amazing life achievements is too long to mention now. I plan a whole program of R-E-S-P-E-C-T featuring Stevie Wonder in the future. And, even though Smokey Robinson was one of the main songwriters at Motown Records, Stevie co-wrote a classic hit for Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Tears of a Clown, which is what I'm going to play next.
Yeah.
Tears of a Clown was recorded in 1966, but did not make a splash until it was re-released in the UK in 1970, where it immediately went to number one. Subsequently, the Motown subsidiary label Tamla released it in the US, and it went to the top of both R&B and pop charts. It was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 2002. Let's leave Motown in Detroit and head down to Stax Records in Memphis.
Stand accused of loving you too much, and I hope it's not a crime, 'cause if it is, I'm guilty. Loving you, oh yeah. If I do, everyone's gonna, they're gonna cry, they're gonna say,
guilty,
oh, like it's guilty, of loving a sweet girl like you. I know, you belong to another. I may not stand the ghost of a chance. I'll stand on top of Mount Everest and proud to tell the world that I love you. Oh, yes, I will. Because I just can't. I can't help myself. I'm a victim of circumstance. And just one, ooh, one touch of your hand. I don't know how it happened, but just look at me. I find myself trembling on the witness stand, and I'm shouting out all over the land. I'm loving you, yeah. I said I'm guilty. But what can I do? I wanna hold you. I wanna squeeze you tight.
That was I Stand Accused by the Isaac Hayes Movement. Or perhaps I should say that is the part of I Stand Accused that was sung by Isaac Hayes, because the original version had nearly 5 minutes of a proto-rap spoken word introduction. I like the introduction, but I've got other music to play and can't spare the time. Check out the album I Stand Accused, which features only 4 long tracks, and spent 7 weeks at number one on the Soul Albums chart, and a total of 75 weeks on the charts altogether. Let's make an abrupt change of pace and location and jump to Seattle in 1970. ¶¶
baby. Talking about no money, but my girl.
That was the very funky Bold Soul Sister, Bold Soul Brother by Seattle's own Black on White Affair. Recorded in 1970 by Seattle recording legend Kearney Barton, Black on White Affair was widely considered the local band most likely to succeed nationally. Gigging constantly in nightclubs in Seattle and around Puget Sound, and played heavily on Seattle's own black radio station, KYAC, the soul of the Northwest, they were the favorites in the Seattle soul scene. I was a big fan of KYAC and remember it fondly. It lasted 16 years, from 1965 until 81. Curtis Mayfield tried to sign the band to his new Kurtom label, but the deal fell apart when Ike Turner told him to hold out for more money. And soon Black on White Affair broke apart in 1971. Let's hear from Wilson Pickett.
Time.
nervous. Feel all right, buddy.
That was Wilson Pickett with Get Me Back on Time, Engine Number 9. The song was recorded by Wilson Pickett and produced by Leon Gamble and Kenny Huff at Sigma Sound Studios in Philadelphia in 1970. I love the groove. Edward O. Wilson wrote that rapture can be achieved only by music, religion, and hallucinogenic drugs. Neurobiologists have tracked at least some of the peak experience of music to one cause, the release of the transmitter molecule dopamine within the striatum of the brain. The same biochemical reward system also mediates pleasure in food and sex. The Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, said in 1968 that soul doesn't need to be defined because it's a feeling. This is DJ Rick, and you have been listening to Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, on KVSH-FM. Thanks for listening.
Find out what it means to me.